Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
This is King Edward Undead with another episode of Dead City Radio. And again, Anyways, you can see by the title we are going to react to a death battle that I've been hearing about a lot. It was a very anticipated one. I hear it's kind of a joke battle, but it's between Deadpool from Marvel and Pinkie Pie from My Little Pony. And I did this, I'm doing this for the bronies' sake, okay? As you know, I was a brony myself, so I do know a little bit about Pinkie Pie. I mean, I was previously one. I know that the similarities between Deadpool and Pinkie Pie is that they are both fourth wall breakers. Now, they are very funny, too, I'll be honest. But I'm sure Deadpool will win this battle, and there's a good reason why he will win this battle. To literally destroy Deadpool, you have to kill everything in his body. I mean, he can literally reshape and replace body parts. And as I said, to kill him, you have to just destroy every cell in his body before he can reform back. Pinkie Pie is not going to last long. I mean, we're going to watch this here in a bit, but I'm telling you, my bet is on Deadpool. I'm just hoping that it's not another screw job like the, Starscream versus Rainbow Dash that was made years ago when Rainbow Dash beat Starscream? That's nuts. I think Starscream won that legitimately. And before I do that, my bad-bladdered old geezer of a dog wants to go outside. Max, you want to go outside again? Yes, you do. Here. Okay, yeah, he's an old geezer. So, without further ado, I'm going to watch the video, do a reaction to it, and then I'm going to take calls afterwards. So, here it is, Deadpool versus Pinkie Pie, Death Battle, Marvel versus My Little Pony. I'm going to unplug the headphones, and let's begin. All right, pressed on it. Hopefully we don't have too much to deal with.
All right. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to let you know that all our games are on sale for the holidays. That's AVGN 1 and 2, Disorder, even the all-new Super Rad Ray Gun. There's discounts on all available platforms, some up to 80% off. So click the link in the description, pick up some games, and save some cash
cool.
For supporting us.
All right, whatever. Can't wait for this. We're going for Deadpool, all right?
Fiction has a very fragile set of rules.
Exactly.
Authors should be wary, as one small crack can be enough to smash the boundary and send their stories careening out of control.
Are we really doing this?
We're really doing this.
Yes.
Well, here's Deadpool, Marvel's Merc with a Mouth.
And Pinkie Pie, Equestria's heavy party pony.
Oh, yes.
He's Wiz and I'm Boomstick.
And it's our job to analyze their weapons, armor, and skills to find out who would win a death battle.
It's going
to
be Deadpool. Watch. It's going to be Deadpool.
Loneliness. Depression. Cancer.
Cancer, I know, man.
The Merc with a Mouth, these are unlikely to be the first things you associate with the assassin called Deadpool. Yet, before the red and black suit, these were the ingredients in the life of Wade Wilson.
Blah, blah, blah. We've been over this before.
Yeah, we have.
Just skip to the best part.
But hold up, hold up, hold up. You just can't skip my amazing origin story like that. I have a movie now, so we have all this crispy new footage to use for educational purposes, of course.
Yes.
Where's his back? Where's my shotgun?
Just ignore him. In short, Wilson was a mercenary who developed cancer. But I am 34
years old. And he survived from it, too.
Really everywhere.
Oh, the guys who messed with Wolverine picked him up, injected him with weird healing fluid, and turned him into a rotten testicle. Hey, that would have been a much better superhero name for you.
Whatever you say.
Rotten testicle? That would be terrible.
You know as well as I do that I'm kind of a big deal, and I've always lived that lit, fresh mercenary life.
Nice.
And I even partner up with famous little Wolverine on occasion. Right when I worked with the...
He's bitch-slapping Wolverine.
Where's your mute button?
Probably left it in the Savage Land after my dinosaur rodeo.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, check it out. I took a selfie. Hashtag no filter.
Huh. Would you look at that?
Speaking of Wolverine, Deadpool gained a healing factor from those experiments, which easily trumps anything the X-Men can do. He's strong enough to redirect a rogue helicopter, fight the normal man can react, and is an expert marksman with virtually any weapon he touches. To all my adoring fans out there, you know what I'm all about.
Yes, I know.
I got them. They're made of this nano-ceramic fiber sharp enough to cut through Spidey's web and right through his franchise.
Oh, boy.
Shuriken, bolas inside, all that good Naruto stuff. I got them on deck, baby. Personal fave, though, bolas. I spread them like Santa spreads Christmas joy.
Are those nice. Degler and Kosh Mark 23 pistols?
Yeah. They can be whatever you want them to be, baby.
Mm. All right, you got the magic bag with the elephant.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What
elephant?
After gaining his enhanced abilities, Deadpool's life only got stranger. He's gone on time-traveling adventures with the mutant Cable.
Wow.
Joined the Agent X mercenary force, temporarily gained the power cosmic, and even got involved in a love triangle involving death.
Oh, really?
That whole debacle? Okay.
So he shipped himself with death.
Reaper,
that's great.
Spectre of death and all that? Well, turns out she's this sexy hot skeleton babe, and she totally digs the Deadpool. But our Facebook status is still on.
It's complicated.
Because I'd have to die to be with her.
And then Thanos shows up to try and take her for himself.
He cursed me with immortality so I could never see my boo again. But he later took the curse back because he really wanted to kill me. But he can't because then I'd win. And he knows it.
I thought I had issues.
What's up to be a galactic lord?
Pretty good for a Vancouver Canadian, right?
Deadpool may be effective as a wisecracking merc, but when he gets serious, he becomes nigh unstoppable as far as super-enhanced cancer-ridden assassins go. He's gone toe-to-toe against Captain America, infiltrated Dr. Doom's country of Latveria, and defeated a horde of 100 ninjas while talking on the phone.
Even if you could dub that fighting skill, Deadpool's healing factor puts him on a whole nother level.
Yes, it does.
Let him dive headfirst out of a moving plane, survive the friggin' Chrysler building falling on top of him, strolled right out of nuclear explosions, and even regenerated from being turned into a puddle. So that same healing factor is part of Deadpool's
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, Signy Bob. No, Boomstick actually has a pretty good point. Years of immortality has let you get away with being sloppy in your approach, which allows a clever enough opponent to gain an upper hand. Like this. Hey, what? Oh, hey, what's that?
It's an eraser. Oh, no.
No.
Not the eraser.
I won't go the way of Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, quit whining. You'll be back.
No.
Yeah, oh, damn.
Since when could you do that?
It's been 2 years since our last Deadpool episode. I've had plenty of prep time.
Oh, no.
Imagine
Jesus. No, not the ponies. Not the ponies.
A place where you just can't...
Not the ponies. God.
You happen to live on a rock farm.
Oh.
What the hell's a rock farm? Like a quarry?
No. They literally farm rocks. For these ponies, rocks were their life. They harvested rocks. They sculpted rocks. They played with rocks. They built their homes from rocks.
Yes, they did.
They even ate rocks.
Jeez, how can you eat a rock? That's the question.
Why is rock crazy as the rest of her family?
How?
Oh, no. She's a whole nother level of crazy. This Pinkamina Diane Pie. Just call her Pinkie Pie.
One day, chipping away in the grueling rock fields as always,
Pinky witnessed something that would change her life forever.
Colors!
The very sight of this unprecedented explosion of color, which originated from Rainbow Dash's first legendary Sonic Rainboom, instantly brought
yes.
Pinky the most
Thanks,
joy
Rainbow
she had ever
Dash.
Felt in her
yeah.
life. Brimming with happiness, she wanted to share her newfound jubilation with her grim-faced family.
So she stayed up all night organizing a surprise party. It was so off-the-chain that it made them all smile for the first time.
Yes.
Which was actually quite horrifying.
That's when
Where was Mod Pie in this, huh?
That her life mission was meant to bring joy to all.
Wait, what's that thing on her butt?
Oh, that's the cutie mark. Every pony gets one when they discover their calling in life.
Oh, I got one of those. After I found out alcohol and guns were my calling, I woke up and found a beer bottle crossed with two shotguns on my left butt cheek.
Boomstick, that's a tattoo. You don't
yeah,
remember
definitely.
If you passed out drunk in the parlor chair.
But booze and weapons do define my life, don't they?
They
well,
do.
Well, sure, but... And it's fate. Anyway, now that she had something better to do than farm rocks for a living, Pinky left home and ended up in Ponyville. She landed a job in bed at the Sugar Cube Corner Bakery and set off to befriend every single pony in town, usually with a welcoming song and dance.
Yes.
Welcome,
Jesus
welcome,
Christ.
Welcome,
Jesus.
Welcome,
Kill me. How does it
know, Wiz? I guess now's as good a time as any to mention that Pinkie Pie also sees past the fourth wall.
Yes.
Can I interrupt you guys?
No, we were just trying to do a show, but yeah, by all means, tell them about yourself while I go grab a beer.
Well, I can sing, I can dance, I do the fastest party, I can...
No. The awesome stuff. Give them something lethal.
What?
Yes, exactly.
I've never heard anyone. Well, lots of this evil shape-shifting changeling. This way, never leave home without my party cannon. Usually, this can set up an entire party that's
Hold
shot.
Up.
But when things get tough, I use this
One moment.
To use this bubble cake batter. It's my own recipe.
Definitely
Pinkie
was.
Pie's party cannon is child's play compared to her own ability. Her body seems to have highly elastic properties, allowing her to stretch impossible distances, inflate like a balloon, or more practically, shake up hits powerful enough to send her through walls.
Damn.
Are dangerous.
On top of all that, her mane can morph into a drill and tunnel through the earth.
Shit.
She's fast enough to keep up with Rainbow Dash, and she can control the very laws of physics.
I know, right?
So, do we walk back up the slide, or what?
Even if you think you've got the upper hand on her, she's got her own pinky sense.
It doesn't make sense to have a slide.
It's what you mean by pinky sense is going to the suckers of phones. Sometimes it's a bunch of random things happening to my body at random times that supposedly predict the future. I call them combos.
Her pinky sense is so precise, she can expertly maneuver through a collapsing skyscraper under construction while saving four other ponies.
Pinky sense?
Wow.
How about nonsense? None of this is scientifically possible.
Sometimes you just have to believe in things, even if you can't figure them out.
We're
no,
out.
I can't do that. Deciphering the impossible
yes, exactly.
is literally what we do here.
What the hell is all these ponies? Are they all like this? Why?
Oh, this madness goes even further. Even if you were to somehow damage Pinkie Pie's body, she can just reassemble herself on the spot. And
really?
No one can escape her. Not even Rainbow Dash. You know, the pony who can fly over 3,800 miles per hour.
Yes.
We should all be thankful that she uses these powers for good. With the help of her friends, Pinky saved the world several times. Like when her group went up against a glowy horse powerful enough to move the moon.
Pinky's fast
yes.
demeanor might make her seem like a hapless child, but she's actually pretty smart. She knows the
she
names,
is.
Birthdays, preferences, and locations of every single citizen of Ponyville by memory. She's so meticulous, she plans things out decades in advance from her secret party-planning bat cave. She also
Damn.
Frequently alters her own personal gravity without having to affect the world around her. By inexplicably changing physics like this, Pinkie Pie is theoretically capable of, well, just about anything.
Exactly.
Okay, for a baby pink pony, this belly is actually kind of scary. Only way it could get any worse is if there were a whole army of Pinkie Pies.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah, there were. Ah, no.
No.
I can always use a miracle. My Nana Pinkie taught me how to use it to duplicate myself over and over and over and over and over.
Pony! No more. Just go back to Ponyville.
Oh, no.
We'll get a new visitor soon. Very soon. Like right now soon.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I
fact is, she may be some weird, ultra-powerful cartoon being, but
yes.
She's anything but a fighter.
What's more, she can be emotionally fragile.
Yeah, she can be emotionally fragile. She is very emotionally fragile.
She
not as emotionally fragile as Fluttershy, though.
And like it or not, Pinky will spread happiness to you, no matter how hard you struggle.
All right. I know we have one caller in the queue. He's been waiting a while, and I want to know if you really do have thoughts before I actually react to the legit battle. Hearing all this bio, I'm just thinking they're going to screw me over because they're called Screw Attack, and they're going to make Pinky win, but I hope Deadpool wins. So I wonder what your thoughts are, 541. I think this is Godzilla, am I correct?
Yep.
Hey, Godzilla. So what do you who do you think is going to win this death battle, Deadpool or Pinkie Pie?
Well, the fucking Deadpool, man. It's just, well, I can tell that both of these people are crazy as far as their sanity goes, but, you know, Deadpool has that more, like, like, humor, like dark humor kind of personality, while Pinkie Pie kind of has that more, I guess.
Lighter.
Yeah,
one's
so,
lighter and another one's darker.
But
yeah, but I'm sure Deadpool will win. I mean,
yeah.
We'll see. Because
so
it's
wait,
about to start. What?
Wait,
what is
so
it, Godzilla?
You haven't seen the full thing yet?
I haven't seen it. Do not tell me anything yet. About the Deadpool versus Pinkie Pie battle, okay?
Anything, man. I won't.
Okay, man, I'm going to put you on mute because I don't want to be spoiled about this. Let's just get to the battle. We have about, 6 minutes left in this video and 12 minutes left in the broadcast. So, let's see. This is going to be like about a 5-minute battle, so this is going to go short. So let's see what happens.
All right, the combatants are set. Let's end this debate once and for all. It's time for a death battle!
Get it on. All right, here we go. Okay. All right. Damn, beautiful day, isn't it? Looks beautiful in Equestria, doesn't it? Actually, that's Sweet Apple Acres. Oh, boy. There's Deadpool. All right.
Hello?
Ah, Deadpool.
Oh, hello again, Death Battle.
Hello.
Who's the lucky victim?
It's going to be Pinky.
He cannot be serious right now.
The kicking, lots of kicking. Oh shit, get him with guns, man. Here we go. Holy shit. Oh, he's out. What?
Gotcha.
Woo!
Easy, lemon squeezy.
What? Oh no.
Like Ryan Reynolds
Senpai
once said.
Damn!
Woo!
Don't
shit! We're going viral!
Oh!
Wait, whoa! Whoa! You see those things too?
Yeah!
Just
like the kind of annoying
thing. Say no more, Tiny Big Horse. On the count of three, say what your favorite food is. 1, 2, 3, chonga! The heck? A cherry chonga!
A cherry chonga?
It's
wonderful.
Death threat?
What happened to
fight? Oh, mercilessly.
What? What is this? What? What is going on?
Dance off!
Yeah, let's move it! What's that? Yeah!
Are you kidding me? Like, who's gonna win the death battle, though? Oh, jeez.
Oh, I was gonna play that one!
Come on! I found the jackpot! Look!
Oh, no, not that one.
Those are the guys responsible for sticking us in these battles in the first place.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm talking even more meta.
Are you kidding me? What is going on right now? No, what the fuck is going on?
Last time I ever made a one.
What?
You! I finally found you. The idiot with the stupid face. The idiot with the stupid hair.
It's the Death Battle crew.
He writes my jokes because he thinks he's funnier than me.
Well, I mean, I did write that one, so.
Really?
I just got one question for you all. Just one. Why, oh why, would you pull me into another one of these battles on my birthday? Come on.
A birthday?
Wait, you didn't tell me it was your birthday?
What?
What the
f- Oh, no.
Too much for the death in death battle now, right?
What?
What the? Where's the carnage? What a cop out.
I can't. This is
what?
How it's supposed to be.
I mean, I guess it makes sense when you think about it.
You
said breaking the rules would careen out of control or whatever.
Don't ask me. This wasn't my call.
So,
what?
Who wins? Who loses?
Boomstick, I think.
The tie.
The loser is us.
Fucking pony.
Hey, guys, I'm Shadow the Boomstick.
That's it. That's it? Are you... What? The losers are... What a shitty ending. It's a unique ending, but what a shitty ending. It really unique, but... What? What did I just watch? What kind of... I don't even know anymore, man. I'm really speechless. I really don't know what to say. Come on. So they became friends. The end. Whatever. Let's get back to Godzilla. I did see Lego Fan 421. You do get a shout out. I saw you were in here in the chat for 2 minutes. I'm just going to get on 541 again. Or Godzilla. All
right.
What's going on?
So, you know, when I first saw it, it was like, oh, geez, I might as well get it over with since I like Deadpool and all. But, you know, it's just like, well, you know, it's really weird. And it's kind of weird for me to say it because Deadpool himself is weird, you know, pansexual, weird hitman.
Yes.
<kinda guy.
laughs> Yes, he is. I mean, he is a weird kind of guy, and this death battle didn't end as I expected it to. So I guess everyone's a winner, I guess, then. And
all I do is win.
I guess it's equal on both parts, but I'm just kind of silent. I really don't know what to say about it. As I said, it's the most unique ending I've ever seen in the death battle series, but... possibly something that I never thought would happen, but, you know, I guess for the rest of the time being Godzilla, I just wanted to ask, do you know anything about Animation Rewind?
No.
You know they make a kind of a rip-off series called Cartoon Fight Club?
Nope.
Yeah, they
do. Sorry, I don't keep up with this stuff, man.
Yeah, I know. The Cartoon Fight Club, man. He makes too many of them. And believe it or not, a lot of the requests are actually for, like, the most requested fighter is actually Sans, the skeleton. The majority of the battles are Undertale related. Those are the most requests being put in. Oh, geez. Okay, something's going on with my internet. It's starting to crash. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
My internet's starting to crash. This is not good.
Am I still on?
Here we go. Yeah, you're still on. But,
okay.
I just wanted to tell you that Sans the Skeleton was the most requested fighter for Cartoon Fight Club. I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, not really. I mean, I mentioned I don't keep up with these things. I mean, I'm not much of a cartoon man anymore.
I mean, I still watch some cartoons. I mean, I don't watch a lot. I mean, I don't know, man. But I'm just looking here, and, you know, Sans, man. I mean, I'm just surprised that, a guy like the Animation Rewind would get a lot of requests for Undertale. And, I mean, the second greatest franchise he gets requested for is Gravity Falls. But, and the top Gravity Falls fighter being Bill Cipher. I don't know. It's absurd. And I just think a lot of the people who watch Animation Rewind's Cartoon Fight Club are just not that great. I mean, they're just like young kids or something. It's just weird to just keep requesting these guys.
Probably more of a kid than you think they are.
Yeah, I mean, I like Sans. I'll be honest, I do like the Undertale series, but I don't know why Sans has to be the most overrated character. I get it. He's got possibly the greatest character in the whole Undertale game, but I just think that he's just way overrated. I'm even tired of listening to Megalovania. It's a great song, but I'd rather listen to Bone Trossel. I'm sorry. Like, I would literally just listen to Bone Trossel more than Megalovania. And I would definitely listen to, what was that one song? The Metaton X song. I can't remember it. Shit. Death by Glamour? I love Death by Glamour. But, yeah. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm going to put you on mute for this because I do need to make another announcement. Tomorrow, 90 seconds. Tomorrow we'll be having a broadcast at 11. And, of course, I have to announce this for Ghost Show. He is having a 600th broadcast on True Capitalist Radio, which is going to be, of course, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's see here. And I do have some bets for the Ghosties, which will be airing on New Year's Eve. That's when that's going to be. But tomorrow I'll be bringing my bets on here tomorrow at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be – I mean, I don't have all my bets. I have written them down on a Word file. But – I only have more than half my bets, or I think only about half my bets ready. So I guess I'll end the episode here because there's really nothing else to talk about because I thought the death battle would end great. So thanks, Godzilla, and thanks, LegoFan421, for being a part of tonight's show. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. See you guys.